Old Glory offers over 300,000 items for music, sports, entertainment, and pop culture fans, featuring officially licensed merch from iconic bands and top sports teams. Discover your perfect fan gear and save with our exclusive 15% discount at oldglory.com. Enter the Rock Pod for your exclusive 15% discount. Let's go to oldglory.com. Be sure to enter our discount code at checkout, the Rock Pod, for your exclusive 15% discount. oldglory.com. Rock Pod. Hey, rockers, welcome to another episode of This Week in Rock Music History. And this week we're rewinding through October 20th through the 26th, a week filled with triumphs, tragedies, and some rock and roll birthdays worth celebrating. So let's get into it. On October 20, 1977, Southern rock legends Lynyrd Skynyrd suffered a devastating plane crash near Macomb, Mississippi. Lead singer Ronnie Van Zant, guitarist Steve Gaines, and backup singer Cassie Gaines all lost their lives, along with members of the crew. The band was just days into their Street Survivors tour, and the tragedy froze the momentum of one of rock's biggest rising acts. But the music, Sweet Home Alabama, Freebird, never stopped flying. October the 26th, 1958, Bill Haley and his Comets played one of their first major international rock and roll concerts in West Berlin. The show turned wild, fans rioted, and police clashed, and it got so intense that local officials temporarily banned rock concerts. Rock and roll was already being blamed for corrupting the youth, and Haley's show proved just how much energy and chaos the music could unleash. October the 20th, 1950, Tom Petty was born. Petty's mix of heartland rock and poetic grit gave us timeless anthems like American Girl and Free Fallin'. October the 21st, we got a triple shot. Guitar wizard Steve Cropper of Booker T and the MGs, blues rocker Elvin Bishop, and Toto's shredder Steve Lukather, who gave us both Africa and countless session riffs. October 22nd, 1945, Leslie West of Mountain was born, the voice and guitar behind Mississippi Queen. On October 24th, 1936, Bill Wyman, longtime bassist of the Rolling Stones, entered the world. On October 25th, 1944, John Anderson, the soaring voice of prog rock giants Yes, was born. A powerhouse week of rock birthdays, no doubt. Fun fact of the week. The Berlin concert in 1958 wasn't just loud, it was historic. After the riot, the city declared that rock shows couldn't happen at that venue again. Imagine being so powerful that a little rock and roll shook an entire government into panic. That's the magic of early rock. And that's your rewind for October 20th through the 26th, from Skynyrd's heartbreaking loss to Bill Haley's Berlin riot, and a week loaded with rock star birthdays. This week proves that rock and roll never slows down. Subscribe, share it with your rock and roll crew, and keep it loud. I'm Jimmy. Catch you next week right here on This Week in Rock Music History. All right, be sure to come back again next week for another episode of This Week in Rock Music History from the Rock Pod. And remember, if you like this episode, be sure to like, follow, and share, and leave us a review. It helps. This Week in Rock Music History is a production of TheRockPod.com. Theme music by the band Silver Trip.